The first coach in our teleconference is Wisconsin's Gary Anderson. The Badgers are 1-1 in conference, 3-2 overall, and receiving votes in both the Associated Press and USA Today coaches. Wisconsin has a bye on Saturday before returning to action by hosting Northwestern on October 12th. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us. I appreciate it. Briefly on the last game, big-time college football atmosphere, big-time college football game, without question. And obviously didn't turn out the way that we wanted it to, but I thought the kids played unbelievably hard. Performances by Jared Abadaris and Chris Borland were, you know, unbelievable. I could go on and on for 5 minutes on each one of those kids, but I hope everybody recognizes the type of players they are, and as we move through this season, I expect that their performances will continue to, if not get better and better, at least hold the same. And they were terrific in that football game, and were a big reason why we're in it right there into the end. But it was a great environment, and it shows exactly what the Big Ten is all about. So like to have won it, but it didn't take place.
Okay, thanks. Good questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Gary, you mentioned Abadaris, and I'm sure every opposing defense puts him on the scouting report pretty high up. How does he keep getting so open for you guys?
Well, I think a few things with Jared is, number one, he prepares very, very well. I think, number two, Coach Ludwig is doing a good job of finding ways to use him. Joel's throwing him some nice balls, but you know, it all comes back to Jared. When that ball's in the air, his ability to want to get to the ball, and whether it's zone coverage, man coverage, a contested football, is unbelievable. And you know, he competes like crazy. He's a well-rounded, well-schooled, very, very smart wide receiver who is a big part of our offense, and hopefully that continues.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any updates on Melvin Gordon's health?
Yeah, I believe Melvin will be absolutely fine for the game against Northwestern.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins with MaritimeBadgers.com.
Hi, Coach. My question to you is, you know, Soldier and Shelton that last game had a few drops, but what did you see from him in his response to, you know, that type of adversity, and what do you expect from him going forward?
Well, Soldier's done an unbelievable job as a true freshman at, you know, one of the most difficult positions on defense to play in college football, and he's walked on the road twice into very, very tough environments. He's played very well at home. You know, he's got a couple picks, and yeah, he'd like to have that one back without question, but you know, if he had the tremendous, tremendous hands and made all those catches, he'd probably be playing wide receiver for us. So, but he's competitive, handles the scenarios, special mentality has to be able to do what he's doing as a freshman, and he's going to get nothing but better as he really gets into an off season and gets himself into a true spring ball when it's not the transformation from high school to college that he went through last year. So his upside is tremendous, and I feel very good about Darius on the other side. So we're at a great spot in the future with those two corners.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you a little bit about handling a bye week. How can you tell if you have had a good bye week, and how is the coach's time split, if there's a split between working on this team and maybe recruiting for future teams during the bye weeks?
Okay. I have no idea how you would gauge that. I guess by maybe the performance of the next game when you walk out on the field. You know, we look for a lot of things. We look to get ourselves as healthy as possible. We look to keep the kids crisp and fresh that have been playing throughout the year, and then we also like to spend a lot of time with our young kids during the bye week. So that's kind of how we split it up, and if we can accomplish that during the week, I would say it's a successful bye week. As far as the coaches, we do recruit. We use the first of the week. Yesterday was a fairly normal Monday for us. Today is a normal game week Monday, or excuse me, Tuesday. Wednesday is a normal game week Wednesday. Thursday, a lot of coaches will be gone, so it's kind of a watered-down practice with more group work with the older kids. And then on all three of those days, and we also did it yesterday on Monday, but we'll have at least a 20-minute to a 40-minute session with the young kids to you know, have them work with their position coaches and so on and so forth. So the coaches are split, and they get out and recruit late in the week. We'll give the kids Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
And, Coach, during bye weeks, does technique get more of a focus during a bye week practice than it would during a regular game week?
No question, with the youth and with the you know, the older kids, I guess you call them, the travelers in the program. We do really try to go back and compete against ourselves a little bit and work on that. You know, work on the techniques, the pad levels, tackling, some of those things. There's more individual time in the bye week than there is traditionally during a normal game week.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you talked about Jared Aberderis, but talk about the performance of Joel Stave on the road and throwing for nearly 300 yards and a couple touchdowns.
Yep, I think Joel handled the moment and the situation very good. He's definitely grown up right before our eyes, and that game was another example of that. It was great to see him, and he was that's a good defensive line now, and they were coming after him pretty good. And you know, it wasn't always a clean pocket. He had to move around and step up and make those throws, but you know, he made them when he had to, and I'm proud of Joel. He made the plays, which we all saw, which was tremendous to see, but really just as important with that is how he's handling the team and, you know, how he's moving through a game, moving through practice and becoming more of a leader and, you know, little things. You know, his eyes are right. He's excited about the moment. He seems to be very into it, more comfortable, and in turn, he becomes more of a leader at the quarterback position. So he's made some great strides. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of the way that Kurt has also helped mentor Joel as we've gone through this process, Kurt Phillips I'm talking about. And I also think Coach Ludwig's doing a great job of molding a young quarterback.
Your next question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Coach, I was wondering, you were talking about Ohio State's pass rush. How much did number 63 on their pass rush stand out to you? What did you see about him that he excelled?
You know, he caught my eye when we were prepping, and not just in the pass rush, but also game films as far as the run, and the kid plays hard. I think he's a good football player, and I really like 97, too, as a young freshman. But that's a talented front. But 63, just specifically, is he plays hard, good pad level. I think he pushes on the run very, very well and stays, gap control and seems to be fairly sound in his technique. And he's an athlete playing a defensive tackle spot, which you don't always see that type of athlete at that spot.
Yeah, Coach, one of the follow-up, I didn't get to talk to you after the game, Saturday night. I was on the other side, but did you guys go in with the intent of throwing that much? I mean, or at least mixing it up more because of Ohio State's defense? I mean, just talk to me about that from a game plan standpoint.
Well, I would say mixing up more was definitely in the game plan. As much as we did it, I would say no walking into it. But when you have success at something, obviously you're going to go back to it. And we weren't overly successful running the football. I thought Ohio State safeties came down. We knew they were going to play, plus one in the box, which they'd kind of done that all year long with more play and more cover three. Didn't expect as much man coverage as they played, but that gave us an opportunity in the throw game to get Jared matched up one-on-one. And, we like that. We like getting Jared matched up in one-on-one situations without a safety over the top of him. And so the defense kind of dictated that from the way they were playing from a scheme-wise, and then also it dictated because we had some success.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Patricus with the Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Gary, I forgot to ask you this yesterday. We were talking about the injury situation. No one asked about Dallas Llewellyn. Where does he look going into the Northwestern game?
I would suspect that Dallas would be full speed as we move through the latter part of this week and be back to normal on Monday. We'll treat next Monday as really a Tuesday of game week, but I would expect him to be full speed a week from yesterday.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is a follow-up from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, how much do you guys look around this weekend, watch games from teams you're going to play later in the year, and have you found in the past that can that really make a tangible difference when it comes time to prepare for those opponents?
Yeah, I think we do, similar to kind of what we do in the summertime, I guess. We try to take a brief look and get a mini scouting report, do a little bit about that in the during the bye week. It's an opportunity to just have a brief, mild little scouting report, I guess you would say. It can help. It's not the answer, but it can help a few weeks down the road just to make you be more familiar with teams. And, seeing them on TV all the time doesn't do exactly what you get off of film. So we do that. We don't spend an extensive amount of time on it, but it's definitely in the plan.
Thanks.
All right. For one more question for Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks. Have a great week.
Thank you.